Cairo Radio was paid a fee to air the following program. All information discussed on the following program is for general information purposes only and does not constitute legal advice or create an attorney-client relationship. Prior to acting on any legal matter, you should seek legal advice from a qualified legal attorney who can evaluate your situation and advise you accordingly.
Welcome to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH. Your Partner in Law is brought to you in part by the law firm Gregorick & Associates PLLC. Charting your course to a secure future, Your Partner in Law starts now. Here's your host, Rick Gregorick.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Your Partner in Law. I'm attorney Rick Gregorick from the law firm of Gregorick & Associates. Hey, we got a great show for you lined up today. Lots of really great information and some very special guests will be joining us in a few minutes. I want to introduce Ted Hansen. Of course, you all know Ted's here.
Good morning. Not so special guest, Rick, this morning.
He's kind of the regular. Ted's an old shoe. You know, he's just comfortable. He's here every couple weeks. He's kind of like a slipper. But as you know, Ted deals mostly in our practice with the elder law component of estate planning and special needs planning and helping those of us as we age get along just a little bit better and make sure we are legally protected. And so, Ted, thanks for coming in. I appreciate it.
Absolutely.
And from 525 Advisors and host of Long-Term Care Radio right here on Cairo, Brian Ott. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. I'm a little stiff. I slept in the parking lot last night so I could be here for you.
Again?
Did you really? After my show yesterday.
That's right. Well, folks, it's dedication.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
You know, one of the interesting things I do find about people in the estate planning arena, whether it's long-term care insurance or finance or whatever, people who really understand it and get it, most of the time it comes because of a personal experience with family or a coworker or something like that. You've heard many of my stories of my family over multiple generations coming into today. And, you know, I think most of you have similar type stories, and that's what it is. There are those that enter the business because of the money. It's usually pretty obvious to most people when you meet one of them, rather than someone who comes into the industry. You know, many of us were successful in other ventures of our life, and we came to a crossroads, if you will, and because of some of these personal experiences, we made a change in our life, and we decided to say, you know what, somebody's got to do something about that. Somebody needs to do something, and I think a lot of people have stepped up to do that in this new era of, you know, living longer, but unfortunately fighting quality life issues and long-term care issues that come up, and that's why I'm so glad to have Brian here this morning. Brian, you too have a story on why you came in. Now, I know we can't give the whole story, but give us the elevator story because it really helps people, I think, get to know you and understand why you're doing what you're doing.
Yeah, you know, selfishly, I got into long-term care insurance just to put a plan in place for my mother after my father had passed away in an accident. And I just got frustrated with the process, running into people you're talking about that were just out there to sell a product. So I went back to school, got licensed, got into the insurance business, but I wasn't really passionate about it. And then my grandmother, my mom's mom, went into a long-term care situation. And lo and behold, my mom stepped up to be the caretaker. And after, you know, a couple of years of that, she just finally buckled and said, "Mom, I can't do it anymore." And that's when my grandmother came out of the closet and blew off the dust off a filing cabinet and said, "Oh, I have one of these." And it was a long-term care insurance contract. So when we turned that on, what I realized then is that who really won out of that is my grandma got the care she deserved, but my mom got her life back. I got my mom back in my life. My mom was no longer responsible for that. And I thought, wow, you know, more people need to understand the ancillary benefits of long-term care planning because a lot of times we just think about a money issue. Do I have enough money or not?
Well, that's so true, Brian. And one of the things that is this emotional, you know, the family impact, if you will, and that was part of, you know, my story for my grandparents lived with my folks. My grandfather for about 3.5 years, basically two of those dying in bed. Then my grandmother, a total of 16 years. Now, in her case, the last 4 or 5, she was, let's say, didn't get around a lot, you know, very slow and there, but, you know, okay, kind of. And then, you know, she died kind of a normal death of old age. But they were with my folks for a total of 16 years.
Wow.
Folks, 16 years. And the emotional, financial toll on my folks was devastating. The relationship with my mom and dad was stressed.
The physical wear and tear of
it's awful. I mean, this is the thing around that underlies the whole problem here, is the impact it has on the caregiver. And I worry when I meet with people like this in this situation. I said, please, you've got to take some time for you so that you don't die before the person you're caring for dies, which often happens in a case like this. And the stress load is just too much for them.
Statistically, caregivers wear themselves out.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Literally. Yeah, it's terrible to see, and I think a lot of people miss that component of long-term care planning, frankly.
It really does. Hey, Brian, I wanted to make sure everyone knows, but you're going to be one of our keynote speakers out at Retirement Roundtable coming up in just a couple more weekends, October 5th. Tickets are still available at yourpartnerinlaw.com. Try to get them today. Brian's going to be out there. I'm sure he's going to tell probably more of his story, but more importantly, he's going to talk about solutions and options and opportunities, things about long-term care and the payment of it you may not be aware of. And Brian, you've got some really exciting new products to talk about.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, and I think that's the key, right? What we're really trying to do is bring awareness to people out there that the long-term care industry has really changed. The original pay-as-you-go, user-to-loser policies, you know, they're still available. There's still a place for those. But really what's taking off, the vast majority of new business now across the country are these new asset-based or hybrid-based plans, because they allow us to reposition some of our nest egg and get all these guarantees and the leverage. And guess what? If we don't need long-term care, we get lucky. That money isn't wasted. It goes back to our estate.
It really is an important aspect, because there's this funny bias, and Ted, you've experienced this as well with folks. You know, when we're paying, we pay for lots of insurance, and almost all insurance is pay as you go. You pay your premium monthly, annually, whatever, and as long as you pay it, you have your insurance. You expect your insurance premiums to go up every year, every other year. They just keep going on. And yet, when we got into the long-term care arena, many people started getting angry that, gee, I paid for this insurance, and it didn't provide me a damn thing.
Yeah.
Well, the same thing could be said on your fire insurance for your house. We didn't hope that our house burned down any more than we hoped to have a long-term debilitating illness or disease to where we would trigger these insurance. But nonetheless, it stifled the sales of insurance. So the insurance industry had to be a little smarter, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And I think with long-term care planning, when it really boils down to it, it's kind of like life insurance. You feel like you're betting against yourself when you take that policy out, because most of us don't picture going through that event. Statistically, the odds are stacked against us. They're saying, look, 7 out of 10 of us will end up in a long-term care event. So with these new options and these new plans, I mean, we have fewer carriers today than we did 20 years ago, but we have way more options. And what I mean by that is a lot of different options to funding these plans, pay as you go, single lump sum, a combination of them, using retirement accounts, repositioning money. And for people that are going to self-insure, which is what you do if you don't have a long-term care plan, what we're really trying to do is bring awareness. Hey, before you make that decision, come learn about these new options, because you can reposition maybe some money and get all this guaranteed leverage. And oh, by the way, if you get lucky and you don't need it, that money's not wasted anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. In our opinion, it's a no-brainer. I teach all my clients who walk through the office, Brian, about the importance of long-term care. It's one of the second or third questions that I ask everybody. Do you have a long-term care policy? And they look at me kind of strange, like, why are you asking me that question? I said, because the biggest threat to your finances is your health as you grow older.
Yep.
And then I have to go in to talk about the cost of care on the east side, and that really opens some eyes when you're talking.
Well, you usually get a cappy that high.
Some $10,000 to $20,000 sometimes in these dementia care units that'll just drain your finances in a matter of a couple of years for most people, right?
Yeah. So,
hey, folks, if you want to learn more about long-term care and really how does long-term care and long-term care insurance, how does that fit in with your overall estate and financial planning? You've got to blend these things together to take a holistic approach. Please join us out at Retirement Roundtable. That's coming up October 5th. Brian's going to be speaking. Ted's going to be there. He's going to be talking. I'm going to be talking. We've got tremendous hosts. We've got Dr. Yardley's going to be talking about the difference between health care and disease care. You really want to pay attention to this, and it's really important as we age. And, of course, Tom Koch from Vestry, host of Talking Real Money. He's going to be on, and he's going to be talking about the science of investing, because there are metrics, there are mathematics involved in properly doing it. The beauty is you don't have to know it. You just have to know advisors that know it, okay? I get that. Tom is going to give a presentation that I absolutely guarantee you will learn about. And I'm going to, of course, be talking about the integration of all the different areas of estate and elder planning, bringing it all together, finance, insurance, taxes, healthcare. It's what it is, folks. That's our lives, and that's what we got to talk about. So come on out. It's the fourth year now for Retirement Roundtable. John Curley, Cairo's own John Curley, is going to be our MC.
Always entertaining.
And so come on out, and whether you love or hate John, come on out. If you hate him, come tell him. He loves it. Right?
I'm sure he'll be glad you said that. Of course, he's probably not awake to listen to this now.
Throw water balloons, yeah. Spies,
oh,
whatever.
He'll get the feedback.
I'm sure he will.
John, we love you. And, John gets this stuff, actually. He, we've had some talks and we've talked about it, and he's been with us a few years now. And, of course, as he's told everybody, he's a client as well. But everybody from all walks of life needs this. Whether you're me, you, or John Curley, we're probably all three very different people, but we all need the same types of things. It's just in what proportions do we need them, and how should our legal documents be put together in concert with things like, do I have long-term care insurance? If I do I have the right time? Brian, a lot of people probably have some policies out there that aren't worth much.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of the old policies, comprehensive, a lot of people bought something. They were sold something, actually, and then they stuck it in their filing cabinet, and they don't really know. So we always tell people that's why we start with education. We want to bring awareness to, this is important. You need a funding source. And the other thing people have to understand is not everybody's going to qualify for long-term care plans, right? I've got to be, my health can't be compromised already. So we tell people learn, find out, because maybe you can't qualify for long-term care. Now that's a different discussion with your attorney when you're sitting down doing your estate planning.
Absolutely.
Do you have a second home that's important to the family? Well, you need to protect that, because a health situation, if it's an asset, it's on the table. So,
absolutely.
Hey, folks, if you'd like to join the conversation after this quick break, 888-973-5476, 888-973-5476. Your partner in law will be right back.
Hey, it's John Curley. I can't wait for Retirement Roundtable October 5th at the Meydenbauer Center. Rick Gregrick, it's the retirement planning event of the year.
Once again, this year, we have an incredible lineup of local speakers to educate us on new taxes, laws, and regulations you simply must know.
We've got all your local experts on estate and elder law, financial planning, long-term insurance, we'll talk health care, and senior housing, and much, much more.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain the science of investing. Steve Elliott will cover managing trust and fiduciary services. Brian Ott will teach you about new long-term care planning options. And Dr. Yardley is going to discuss health care versus disease care.
And yours truly, I'm going to be emceeing it. So come get all the facts and learn about all your new options at Retirement Roundtable October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year, so get your tickets now at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. I'll see you there. YourPartnerInLaw.com.
One of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high cost of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. You can learn all about these new plans at one of Brian's upcoming classes in October. Brian will also be speaking at Retirement Roundtable October 5th. At the Meydenbauer Center. There's a great event. Several local experts will educate you on all aspects of planning for a successful retirement. Get your tickets now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Have you ever wondered what would happen to you or your loved ones or your business if you were incapacitated tomorrow or if you died prematurely? None of us plan on it, but not addressing these issues can be catastrophic to your finances, your family, and your business. Hi, this is attorney Rick Gregory, host of Your Partner in Law, right here on Cairo Radio every Sunday morning at 8. Elder or estate planning is necessary for all of us, regardless of our wealth or lack of wealth. So whether your estate is large or small, you simply must have a proper legal life plan in place to protect you, your loved ones, and your business. For your free estate or elder law planning consultation, give us a call today at 425-284-3450. At Gregorick & Associates, my staff and I will take the time necessary to understand your needs and recommend the best plan for you and your family. Call us today at 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450, or go to yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
All righty. Welcome back to Your Partner in Law. Hey, the phones are wide open. Brian's in there lonely waiting for your calls. It's 888-973-5476. I know y'all excited getting ready for the Seahawks coming up here, so we're the kind of the pre-game, the pre-show to the pre-show. So go Hawks. I'm going to quote Russell Wilson. I can always quote him. Go Hawks. And so there we go.
That's good.
So right before break, we're just telling everybody, come on out to Retirement Roundtable, Meydenbauer Center, October 5th. It's a day of learning. It's a series of classes. Long-term care with Brian Ott. We've got Steve Elliott's going to talk about fiduciary services. You're going to learn a little bit about the history of trust from Steve. Very interesting. And we've got Dr. Yardley's going to bring in the healthcare component. We've got Tom Koch bringing in the science of investing. We're going to talk elder care. We're going to talk estate planning. We're going to talk about taxes. And I've got some news for all of you that come out there about your retirement accounts. There's been a lot of things going on and are underway in Congress today that are that these things are going to impact your retirement accounts and your planning for them. You need to know this information. Come on out in a fun environment. Nobody's going to try to sell you a thing out there. We want to educate you. We want to make sure that you have the right information such that you can make a wise, informed decision. We've got Brian Ott with us this morning from Long Term Care Radio right here on Cairo every Saturday morning.
Saturday morning to 7.
Oh, yeah, 700. 7 a.m. So you can tell how dedicated Brian is. Yeah. He's up. Oh, 700.
Sun's not up anymore. It's not as fun.
It makes it a little more difficult.
It's more fun in the summer. That's
so, Brian, sure. What do you see as the largest challenge for people as they age with regard to payment for aging, the cost of aging?
Well, without doubt, you know, the number one threat we face in our retirement years is an extended healthcare situation. A lot of times it sneaks up on families and it just wipes them out. We're under this belief that because we have insurance that there's some safety net there, and the reality is it's not. I mean, we're talking to people out there that have assets, that have an estate. That's who needs to protect it. Half of Americans don't have any savings. They're going to end up just having to deal with Medicaid and what the government can provide for them. But I think the biggest challenge for people is a lot of people don't understand what a long-term care event is. And we get two groups of people. You were just talking about it. People like you that have lived with it, have seen it. People like me that have seen it in the family. And then we have somebody that's maybe their spouse is diagnosed with a cognitive issue and all of a sudden it's just struck them. And so the whole idea of planning is what you bring every week on the show is it just takes proper planning. You've got to sit down and start thinking about these things. Maybe it's not the funnest thing to talk about, but with the right plan, not only are you protecting yourself, you're really protecting your family and your loved ones.
Absolutely. It's a tough topic. It's just like estate planning. You know, we find a hard time creating some sense of urgency sometimes in our clients. And I think the same thing probably holds true in your business, that you have to get to the point where people are aware of the problem before they'll actually do something proactive to kind of head off the impending doom, if you will.
Yeah.
Right?
And Rick touched on it earlier. Insurance is what, in our mind, we always think of it. It's something I'm paying a premium for. I'm never going to get a benefit out of, right? Insurance companies are good at taking our money, but we don't get the benefits. But with these new hybrid and these new asset-based, the government's really stepped up and given us a lot of tax advantage ways to fund these plans. And at the end of the day, we would insure everything in our life this way. You know, if I don't use it, I get that money back. It goes back to my estate. It can be an estate planning tool. But really what it's there for is it's going to give me that guaranteed leverage. It's going to give me not only the funds, we talk about the money, but it gives me the access to the professionals, the case coordinators, the care managers, the people that understand how to get your loved one the help that they need.
You know, Brian, I think that's an important point, too, is that most long-term care policies have somewhat of an ombudsman to help coordinate care, help find facilities, yes, help the right type of care if it's going to be in-home or in facility. But, you know, the myth that most people need to make sure they understand isn't, you know, is they understand is that long-term care cost, if you have to go to some institution, whether it's assisted living, adult family homes, or a nursing home, mm-hmm, those are housing costs. They're not medical costs.
That's right.
And this is the confusion for many people saying, oh, I've got lots of insurance. But, you know, your doctor bills, hospital bills get paid. However, your housing cost does not get paid. And so if you're in an institutional housing situation, mm-hmm, and it is a nursing home, not a nursing hospital.
That's right.
That's your key, folks. It's a nursing home, adult family home, mm-hmm, assisted living homes. So these are, you know, the difference between, you know, health care cost and living cost. That's what most people need to make sure they understand is long-term, yeah, care insurance pays housing cost.
That's right. Long-term care is not medical in nature. And I think we close our eyes and we picture a nursing home, right? That the hospital bed and the last few days of our life. But really, long-term care, most of the expense is what we call custodial care. That's to help, yeah, get mom or dad through the day.
Yep.
You know, the bathing, the dressing, the transferring, the light meal prep, the laundry. And so if I'm in my home, I'm bringing those services in. You hear those home health care services. Those aren't skilled nurses in most cases. Right. Those are just trained people that come in and help you through the day.
Right.
Now, long-term care will pay for that, but it will also pay all the way up to the skilled nursing care if you need that. That's that wide, encompassing range of services.
It takes care of the housing. If you have to have support in-home, it can, mm-hmm, help defray the cost of those. So it's some folks... Please come on out and join us and pick Brian's brain, pick all the other folks out there who's going to be there to talk to you, to meet you, to help allay some of your fears and convey information to you that's going to be really helpful for you to make wise, informed decisions, because that's what we all have to make. I want to make sure that, you know, I convey that as an estate planner, my job is to help you define, develop, and understand all of your options, all of your opportunities, and the type of estate plan to put together, a will-based plan or a trust-based plan. We're going to discuss these out at Retirement Roundtable and compare and contrast, because I want to tell you the secret. Neither is better than the other. Mm-hmm. Neither is worse. It depends on you and how your estate is structured, what types of assets you have, and your own goals, your own values, your own family situation. What might be perfect for your neighbor, your brother, your mom may not be for you. You have to do your own plan. We're all individuals, folks, so we need to have an individual plan. And please don't, you know, interpret that as, oh, my God, it's going to cost a fortune. Well, if you're comparing $79 for something online to coming in and having a proper legal plan done, yeah, it would be expensive. But if you compare attorneys who have, you know, similar skill levels, let's say, you'll find that the costs are pretty reasonable for the benefits derived. And that's what we always need to look at in all these situations is benefits derived. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. And when we get back, more of your questions. Brian, thank you so much
you
for
bet.
Being
it's
on.
Great
How do
being
folks
here.
Get in touch with you?
525-longtermcare.com, best way.
There you go, 525-longtermcare.com.
Awesome.
Thanks, Brian. Thanks, Brian. We'll be right back, folks.
This is Michael Medved. Financial experts will tell you that you should have a plan in place for the high cost of long-term care. If your plan consists of using your savings to pay for any long-term care needs in the future, then take a moment to contact 525 Advisors. 525 Advisors are the local long-term care experts. They will show you how to set up an asset-based plan using a portion of your existing savings. Now, this way you maintain control of your money and you're guaranteed to get your money back even if you don't need long-term care. For every dollar you put in today, 525 Advisors will show you how to get $3 to $4 back in tax-free long-term care protection. Call 525 Advisors today to learn how you can put a portion of your savings to work and protect your family and the rest of your assets from the high costs of long-term care. Call today at 425-748-8188. That's 425-748-8188 and 525-longtermcare.com. That's 525-longtermcare.com. Maidenbauer.com.
Hey, it's John Curley. I can't wait for Retirement Roundtable October 5th at the Maidenbauer Center. Rick Gregrick, it's the retirement planning event of the year.
Once again, this year, we have an incredible lineup of local speakers to educate us on new taxes, laws, and regulations you simply must know.
We've got all your local experts on estate and elder law, financial planning, long-term insurance, we'll talk health care, and senior housing, and much, much more.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain the science of investing. Steve Elliott will cover managing trust and fiduciary services. Brian Ott will teach you about new long-term care planning options. And Dr. Yardley is going to discuss health care versus disease care.
And yours truly, I'm going to be emceeing it. So come get all the facts and learn about all your new options at Retirement Roundtable October 5th at Maidenbauer Center. It sells out every year, so get your tickets now at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. I'll see you there. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
We return to Your Partner in Law on Seattle's Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH with your host, Rick Gregrick.
Hey, that's me.
That is you.
Welcome back, folks, to Your Partner in Law. We are live, and we would love to chat with you this morning. Any of your estate or elder law questions or... yeah, heck, maybe a real estate question. Who knows? Anything
we'll
you want to talk
all.
About. Maybe you want to talk about the Seahawks game. What's going to happen out there?
Talk about this tropical weather we're having?
It is kind of, well, yeah. So, anyhow, folks, we've got our big event coming up, Retirement Roundtable. You're hearing about it all weekend, all week long. So, that means tickets are going to sell out, of course. So, if you can get yours today, that way you'll guarantee your spot there. We always have to turn people away, which is really unfortunate.
Yep, that's what we don't want to do. We try to sell these ahead of time. Sometimes it just, you know, just a lot of people at the door sometimes, but we'd rather have you buy them ahead of time, frankly, so you make sure you get a seat.
Yeah, it's always so much fun, and this is not a sales convention, if you will. It's one for learning. We call them classes because that's what they are. It's a quasi-lecture format. We are going to have a panel discussion with all the presenters at the end of the day, right before we give out our grand prize for attendance. We have door prizes about every 45 minutes throughout the day, and we just have a fun day. It's a fun day of learning, and you learn a lot of things, and you get to meet people in the industries that you need to deal with.
Yep.
As far as, you know, what's going to be going on in your life as you age and we move on through this thing we call life, because things don't always quite go to plan. It's like, you know, I listened to Coach Carroll the other day, and he was talking about, well, you know, we have a plan going into the game, and then there's kickoff.
Yeah.
And then from that first play of scrimmage, you have to start adapting your plan.
Absolutely.
And you have to start changing it and constantly move and change. I mean, look how different teams are when they come back from halftime sometimes. It's because they have to reevaluate, reassess. And they said, you know, we were trying this. It wasn't working so well because they were doing something.
That's right.
Well, are they going to continue that? If they want to continue that, they probably will because they've been successful. What are we going to do to counter that? Well, we don't have quite as dynamic a situation in our personal life where we're going to be changing, you know, our plans every 45 seconds between plays.
Certainly every week, yeah.
But throughout our life, folks, you know, if you did your an estate plan in your 30s, first off, you'd be remarkable. But how good would that plan be when you're in your mid-40s or in your 60s? Or maybe you say you did your plan in your when you were 50 and now you're 70. Has anything changed in your life, in the world, and in the laws? And the answer is, of course. So your old estate plans need some maintenance, folks. They need to be updated. Washington has really incorporated a number of new laws in the estate planning area. We've updated many of our statutes for trust and estates. Powers of attorney.
Digital Asset Act, which is new as of last year or the year before, which allows you to plan around things that are password protected and cyber accounts and all types of other intangible accounts, I call them, but that's a tremendous step in the right direction because it used to be we had to get a court order to get people's passwords when we didn't have them, and that would hang up assets for months sometimes trying to get the order, and then, of course, submitting the order to the financial institution to actually make them do what the court tells them to do.
It really is challenging, and we're all kind of victims of having to be online even if we don't really want to be sometimes, we end up being because, you know, that's the way the world is
today. It is. It's like paper statements that we're all used to getting, right? Those are extremely rare anymore that you actually get a paper statement from anybody, right? Now, you can, of course, opt, I believe, to get paper statements in most cases, but they're really, really, really trying to get away from that.
So, you know, it's very challenging to put all these things together and have a plan, and then keeping your plan current and up to date. Folks, it's just like your car. You've got to do some oil changes. You got to change the tires once in a while. And eventually you come into some bigger things. Maybe the timing belt has to be fixed. Maybe, you know, transmission repair.
Sometimes you need a whole new engine, right?
You know, sometimes you rebuild that baby. You know, I love the car. It's, you know, everything, but I burned it out. So I'm going to put a new engine in it and we rebuild it. Well, we do the same things with your estate plans. We can modify them a little bit. We can do little tiny tweaks. We can do significant tweaks, or we can just kind of rewrite the whole thing. Who cares?
Yep.
Whatever you have today, if it's not what you need for tomorrow, you need to change it so you get your plan ready for tomorrow, because that's what counts. What's behind you is behind you.
Yep.
And, you know, we need to just put that away. And in the business context, it's a sunk cost.
Yep.
It's gone. We move forward from today. And that's where we want to make sure that you have a really solid foundation of all of your options and all of your opportunities, whether it's a will-based plan or a trust-based plan. Just saying that isn't enough. What would your will say? Yeah. What would your trust say? Is it just something that you're going to say, oh, I'm just like everybody else. I'm just going to go down to Costco and get me lawyer in a box, and away we go. Well, that's not going to work. It's going to blow up on you. Okay, so it does every time. And when we have Scott on, our other attorney in the office, you know, he always, you know, that this is where he makes his living, is on people making mistakes.
Yep,
in
poorly
the
drafted
planning.
Documents, poorly planned documents, poor people in the plan, all these kinds of things that lead into litigation that we really want to try to avoid. And by proper planning and proper interviews and some taking some time with an attorney initially will help avoid a number of those issues that we run into out there.
You know, and so many people, they think that they're staying in control that by not doing an estate plan, when we know exactly the opposite is the case. If you do have a medical situation, if you lose any mental capacity or you're physically unable to provide for your own care, wow, now you're going to find out what control means. If you've done proper estate planning, then your estate plan is going to be carried out. There's control. If you haven't, then the worst case scenario is the state is going to intervene. You might become a ward of the state. Not something you want to be.
And the state determines how your estate gets distributed.
And that's called out of control or lack of control. So that's the exact opposite event that you want to have happen. So come on out to Roundtable, and we just so enjoy meeting all you folks. It's a good size event, and there's, golly, it's a fun day. There's just door prizes all day
long. Just a lot of different disciplines in one room for the day, which is really important. I think that everybody gets a good overview of the entire process, not just the estate planning portion of it, but how all these other disciplines tie into what we do for a living. And I think that's critical to convey to people.
It really is important, because if we don't integrate your planning and consider your finances, your insurance, your health, all of these different issues, we must put them all together. And that's what we do at Roundtable. Go to yourpartnerinlaw.com, get your tickets today. We're going to take a quick break and we'll be right back.
Retirement. What does it mean to you? Has it changed as a result of today's economy? Are you worried about your future? Could there be stormy seas ahead?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, founder of Gregrick & Associates. We're a dedicated team of legal and tax professionals that can help you navigate your course for a secure future. Whether you're just thinking about your retirement or you're well into your retirement years, whether you're single, married, or involved in a domestic partnership, we can help you create your necessary legal and tax planning.
I am so glad I found one firm that can help me with all my legal and tax needs.
Call today for your free consultation. 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450.
You can also sign up for a partner-in-law event. Just go to yourpartnerinlaw.com and find the elder law or estate planning course that's best for you. You can register for both events by going to yourpartnerinlaw.com. yourpartnerinlaw.com.
of the biggest mistakes you can make heading into retirement is not planning for the high costs of an extended healthcare situation. A lot of people assume they have enough money saved only to watch everything they've worked hard for get whittled down to nothing from the ongoing costs of a long-term care situation. Don't make this mistake. By putting a long-term care plan in place, you guarantee yourself a source of funds to pay for care when needed, and you also know you won't become a burden on your family. Do what my wife and I did. Go learn all about the new long-term care plans offered by 525 Advisors. These new plans protect your savings, protect your family, and pay your estate back if you never use them. You can learn all about these new plans at one of Brian's upcoming classes in October. Brian will also be speaking at Retirement Roundtable, October 5th at the Meydenbauer Center. There's a great event. Several local experts will educate you on all aspects of planning for a successful retirement. Get your tickets now at 525longtermcare.com. That's 525longtermcare.com.
Hey, it's John Curley. I can't wait for Retirement Roundtable October 5th at the Meydenbauer Center. Rick Gregrick, it's the retirement planning event of the year.
Once again this year, we have an incredible lineup of local speakers to educate us on new taxes, laws, and regulations you simply must know.
We've got all your local experts on estate and elder law, financial planning, long-term insurance, we'll talk health care, and senior housing, and much, much more.
Tom Koch of Talking Real Money will explain the science of investing. Steve Elliott will cover managing trust and fiduciary services. Brian Ott will teach you about new long-term care planning options. And Dr. Yardley is going to discuss health care versus disease care.
And yours truly, I'm going to be emceeing it. So come get all the facts and learn about all your new options at Retirement Roundtable October 5th at Meydenbauer Center. It sells out every year, so get your tickets now at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. I'll see you there. Yourpartnerinlaw.com.
Now back to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.
Alrighty, welcome back. Hey, we had promised you Mr. Elliott from Capstone Trust. He's down in Olympia and must have got delayed here, so his apologies. But let's talk a little bit about that, Ted, because that was our subject for today. When we look at caregivers, let's shift our focus just a little bit and say, well, who's going to be the caregiver for your finances? And then who's going to be the caregiver for your medical decision-making? And one of the things that both of us have a lot of challenges with, Ted, is when clients come in, and we have a lot of these, and there's lots of you out there, that they don't have children. There's a lot that don't have children.
Not only do they not have children, they don't have any immediate relatives either, which is a real issue.
Right. So it's the couple coming in. Yeah. And they have each other. And, well, that's wonderful, but it's not a great option when we're looking at, you know, what happens if it's your partner, your wife, your spouse, whatever, you know, you're probably in a car together. So what's the probability of you being in a car wreck together, or being injured together, or one being injured or one dying and then the other one being, you know, left behind? So it's the succession of caregivers for your financial care and that so many folks just don't have a deep bench. Or your children, maybe they're all over the country, maybe they're out of the country, they're not available. And then, of course, there's family dynamics where it's just not appropriate.
You don't trust them.
It's not appropriate.
Yes. Yeah.
But there's so many situations. And then that seems to be a catalyst for people to avoid planning. Well, you know, you don't avoid planning because you have a tough situation. That's actually a heightened reason to plan. So folks like Steve Elliott, he recognized this as a problem because so much of the professional care that's available through trust companies and that is just terribly expensive.
Yeah.
And these are through federally chartered trust companies. Well, very few people maybe are aware or make the distinction or even know that there is a distinction, but there's a difference between a federally chartered bank and a state chartered bank. Same thing with trust companies. So Capstone Trust, which was founded by Steve Elliott, is a state chartered trust. And as such, they're local. They're home-based out of Olympia. They cover the entire state of Washington. And they provide reasonably priced fiduciary services for trust, executors, agencies, all these kind of things. And they, Ted, you've got a number of clients and some pretty special needs cases with them even, and they've been doing a really, really great job there. And it's just a matter of people not knowing what they are. Oftentimes, people will say, well, I have a family member who, you know, I trust them so much, but I just don't know how responsible they are with money, or, you know, how well they would be able to handle it. They've never had the experience handling the type of money that maybe mom or dad had. And that way you can bring in someone like a Capstone Trust as a co-fiduciary, a co-trustee perhaps under a trust, or a co-agent under a power of attorney. And now we have the best of all worlds. We've got that personal care, that love and affection, if you will, and we've got the professional side taken care of for the finances and making sure that that's all things. That's a win-win situation.
It is, and in many cases, Rick, we find that in blended families in particular, that professional fiduciaries in particular are a very good choice, because it takes the family out of the money dynamic, which is often the cause of these disputes that we get into all the time. And sometimes it's just the perfect fit for this. And the other area that it's critically important, Rick, is in special needs planning, where a parent perhaps is worried about their longevity and who's going to take care of my child after I'm gone. And the benefit of a professional fiduciary is there's always going to be somebody to fill the hole, right? If something happens to that professional fiduciary, somebody else in this firm will be able to pick up the pieces and run with it, which is critically important in special needs planning in particular, and perhaps in all other types as well. Right?
It is. I mean, we've had situations where we've brought in professionals, and then we've been able to then, once we have the professional in there, actually get the finances under control, because, you know, sometimes if you don't, what you don't know, you don't know. Yes. And it's not that you're stupid or things of that nature. I mean, there's a lot of things I don't know. You know, I don't know how to fix my car anymore. I don't even know how to, you know, we have a button now you push to start your car. I mean, they've really made it simple. We don't even have to have the skill to put a key in the slot anymore. All I'm doing is push a button.
That's true.
And our cars start. You open up the hood, and the dealers have, for sound purposes, they say, put plastic all over it. Really, that plastic is in the, over that engine. It's really saying, keep out.
It's just to keep
us lay people to get into. You're going to mess it up. We don't have the tools, the training, the expertise for these really complicated, very, very sophisticated new engines in our cars. Many of you that are our age, you know, my age, Ted's age, I mean, when we were kids, we were dropping the engines out of our car, fixing them. And that's because they only ran for a short time.
Pairing clutches, putting engines in, you name it. It could be done back then. For some reason, it was just what we did, right?
But Ted, does anybody do that anymore?
I don't know if anybody even changes their own oil any longer.
It's hard, and it's
such a bargain to get it done at a place like Oil Can Henry's or something.
There you go. It's cheaper to pay for it to be done than to try to do it yourself. And mess it up.
The same holds true in estate planning,
Rick. It's exactly that was kind of a long, convoluted way to get there. But, folks, take this seriously, because I don't want to see you in my office where you said, you know, I heard this, and I should have. You know, John Curley, he talks about his dad and the woulda, coulda, shouldas. We don't want you to have the woulda, coulda, shouldas. Just take the plunge, have the faith, and get the education. That's the first step, is being educated. Now, for those of you that have an estate plan or the beginnings of an estate plan, you have a will, maybe a trust, maybe a power of attorney, whatever you might have, living wills, all these things, we will review them with you. We'll test them. That's the whole thing. Let me look at your documents. Let me read them, and then let me say to you, what does this mean, or how do you think this would work given this document? And we'll play some role play, and let's see how the documents work in given situations. If they're working, great. If they're not working, let's fix them. It's that simple.
That's right.
Retirement Roundtables, October 5th, folks, out at Maidenbauer. Get your tickets at yourpartnerinlaw.com, but don't tell anybody. They're going to sell out fast.
We got to get those tickets while you can get them. That's for sure. We do not want to have to turn people away at the door, which we've had to do before, and it's really, really very unfortunate.
Yeah, it makes us sad.
Don't even plan to buy their tickets ahead of time. Now, you buy tickets ahead of time for football games and things
like that.
Excellent. But you don't do it for this. Something just as important in your
proper
life.
Proper prior
planning. Perhaps not
as planning.
Fun, but anyway.
Proper prior planning for Roundtable, Retirement Roundtable. John Curley is our MC this year. He was the year before last was our MC. And, oh, people, I mean, folks, He's a funny guy.
Yeah, John does a great job.
And he can even be comedic.
Yes. Mostly comedic, I would say.
Yes, he's a fun guy, and that's what we want to do is have a fun day of learning. So, you know, we've tried to take all the stress away. There is a modest fee for coming, but that includes your breakfast snacks, if you will. Not breakfast, but a little continental thing, you know, some coffee and sweets, that kind of stuff. And then all the education. There's going to be door prizes throughout the day. We validated your parking, and then you're going to get a nice lunch and some more door prizes and a nice grand prize, which we don't tell anybody what they are until they get there, because that's not the reason you're coming. You're coming for the education, you just might be surprised at some really cool things. And we love meeting all of you out there. That's really one of the most things that all of our events throughout the year. I mean, most of our events are 25 to 50 people throughout the year. You know, an event with, you know, myself and Ted and Scott or maybe another advisor. We do them with Tom and some of the other folks throughout the year. And I just love those. But there's such a difference between a smaller event and one of these little bit bigger events where you get a lot of synergy and you get a lot of energy in the room. And I know all of the folks that are involved in putting this on. This is a big deal for all of us for this year because we so much enjoy meeting you and educating you because we know when you have wise, informed decisions, we know what you're going to do.
Yep.
Things just it's work really out better. That simple. So we want to make sure that you're following those guidelines. We talked a little bit at the beginning of the show or for the first part of the show about long-term care and the cost, folks. Many people are
we talk
are
about this all the time, don't we? And it doesn't hit you until it hits you. And usually, Rick, it's the situation like this, that someone, one of your loved ones takes a fall or something and they've aged and the doctor says, I'm not going to discharge you back home. And at that point in time, the rubber meets the pavement and you're faced with this decision you have to make about where am I going to place this person so that they get the proper care. That's usually the first time most people encounter this type of situation, when they realize that the healthcare system is not going to keep you in the hospital for any kind of extended stay. They're just not going to do it. In fact, the hospitals are just the opposite. They want you out of there as quick as possible.
Well, and they're going to want you discharged into what they usually classify as a rehabilitation
thing. Yes, or a skilled nursing facility in many cases. Yes. Just depends on the type of discharge. But, yeah, oftentimes it's a skilled nursing type of discharge.
And here's the biggest problem. Or one of the big, boy, there's so many of them. When you're in the hospital being treated, your Medicare or your private health care insurance would be paying those costs or their proportions of those costs. When the doctor comes and says, we got to discharge you and we're going to send you over to a rehabilitation hospital or rehabilitation facility, all of a sudden that new facility isn't considered medical cost anymore. It's going to be, as we talked earlier today, it's going to be about your housing cost.
Yep.
And we could be starting at $250, $300 a day and upwards from there depending on the cost of care. So when we start looking at this, we're up into the $10,000, $12,000 a month range almost instantly. And then many of you have in your plans and in your mind that you want to be at home. Who doesn't? Of course, no one wants to be in any type of institutional care if they could be at home. The challenge about being at home is the cost. Ted, well, kind of run us through a little bit about the cost.
There's a couple of things there, Rick. Number one item is safety, okay? Let's just start there, that if it's not safe to be there, you just have to find another living arrangement. And that's what really gets people, too, when you're living in these two-story houses and you've just – you know, gone through a hip, break a hip or something in a fall or something like that. And then, of course, even the cost of in-home care, 24-hour care can be $40,000 a month in some cases. So actually the decision maybe is motivated a little bit by going into an adult family home at a cheaper rate, perhaps. We'll talk about these issues at the roundtable.
You bet. So come on out to roundtable. Get your tickets at yourpartnerinlaw.com. That's yourpartnerinlaw.com. Listen, the pre-show to the pre-show to the game. We're going to welcome the Hawks, and Dory and all his crew is going to be taking over here shortly. And the Hawks are playing the Saints, and of course, they don't have Drew Brees. Don't let that fool you too much. The Saints are a hell of a good team,
yes,
and
they are.
Our offense still has to play their defense. So we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to Your Partner in Law with Rick Gregorick. Event info, newsletters, and Your Partner in Law podcast can all be found at yourpartnerinlaw.com. To schedule an appointment with Rick Gregorick, call 425-284-3450. That's 425-284-3450. For more information on the show or to sign up for a free Partner in Law event, visit yourpartnerinlaw.com. Tune in next Sunday morning at 9 to Your Partner in Law with your host, Rick Gregorick. Simulcast on Cairo Radio 97.3 FM and AM 770 KTTH.